Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Sound.
Good afternoon, welcome to Who's Who, not from Reckon Live, Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, DJ Gatsby, also known as the book critic. Our guest today is the one and only Dominique Wilkins. Dominique, are you here?
Yes, sir, I'm in the building.
That's right, Dominique Wilkins in the building. Thank you so much for calling and being a guest today. I know it was kind of short notice, but you're a trooper, and I know you was going to come through and do the show for me today.
Jeff, I was so glad that you invited me. I'm there wherever you invite me. I'm with you. I'm riding with you.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. You're not a stranger to the show. You have been a guest before. But for those people who don't know who she is, ladies and gentlemen, Dominique was a licensed cosmetologist, mother, and founder of the Christian Authors Promoting Success Program. She writes short stories in the urban Christian fiction genre, to which everyone can relate. So, Dominique, how you been? How's everything going?
Jeff, I am so excited about life. I am just so excited about tomorrow and today and just where I've come from. I'm just excited.
Well, you're always very upbeat. You're always, you know, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Very positive outlook, very positive personality and vibes. I love the genre that you write in, the urban Christian fiction. I think it's very unique. I think it's needed, and it's a welcome change from, you know, the hood books, the street fiction, the urban fiction that a lot of females are writing about these days. So, you know, kudos to you, and my hat's off to you for the genre of the books that you're writing.
Well, thank you, sir. I just, you know, we have to write. I always tell people, the Christian Authors Promoting Success is encouraging other authors. And whenever I meet someone and they say they got a story, 9 times out of 10, guess what? The story that they're going to write about is what they know. So if you know the street, then right now you're going to write about the street. But eventually, you know, as you grow, as you learn, then the street converts to, maybe it comes from urban fiction to urban Christian fiction when you get tired of the street. You know what I'm saying? So it's, and I've talked to other urban writers, and a lot of their stories have messages in it too. It's just that, you know, you got to be about that life. And it's actually, you shouldn't discriminate against other people. And that's what people, it's so hard for people to digest that. Because the truth of the matter is, however the way the message is getting out, it may not be for you, but it's for somebody else. So don't shoot the messenger. It just needs to be heard. So, you know, I don't write there, but in the very beginning, my books were a little gutter, but now I'm just trying to take the gutter to the top of the, to on the upside of the street, you know, from below to above is all.
No, you're definitely doing a wonderful job, and, you know, I'm a huge fan of African-American literature. I love the variety, the different genres that people write in, and, you know, I'm just basking in all the writers and all the authors and all the different types of books that are out there. With that being said, everybody, it's Who's Who, not going to let Blog Talk Radio Show, my host, the one and only Dominique Wilkins, in the building. Now, Dominique, for people who don't know who you are, tell them a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
Sure. And again, I thank you so much, Steph, for giving me this platform, because you are definitely a huge supporter. You are about everything positive. So it's amazing to have people like you behind people like us, and you doing your thing too. But who I am is I'm initially from the south side of Chicago in the West Englewood area. And it's pretty, if you watch the news at any point, I'm pretty sure you hear about somebody getting shot and killed. And just to me, I look at Chicago, and a lot of people who still live there get mad at me when I talk down on Chicago. But it was fine when I was there until I was able, I was blessed to get the opportunity to get out of there. And I realized, whoa, that's not where I want to be. And if you want to go someplace, that's not where you should stay. So now that I've seen the light and I've been blessed in so many ways, and I've had God talk to me in so many ways, he just covering me, I just go and just talk about him and how good God is and try to encourage other people who are going through things in the same way, just so I can try to give back. Because you can't keep on getting blessed if you're trying to hold it on to yourself. But I found out the more I try to help other people and the more I give back, woo, the floodgates are open. You know, it's almost like my job. Like, that's where I get paid from. I get paid by helping other people, because I get paid so abundantly when I help someone else, and it's immediate, which is funny because I wasn't even born and raised in a church. But I feel like, shoot, you know, as a matter of fact, even a lot of church people who are born and raised Bible leaders, they can't stand me because I'm not that stuffed shirt. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. I was just laughing when you said about how finicky and judgmental people can be. You know, whether you're in the church or outside of the church, whenever you have a positive message, whenever you have a spiritual message, something that's trying to uplift people and change their lives and show them a different way, you will get people being kind of critical and kind of skeptical of what you do. Now, with that being said, we weren't born all right. Like, a lot of people say they were writing since they was a kid, and this is what they were destined to do. Were you always a writer? Because I know in your bio, you grew up, I don't know too much about your childhood, but you became a beautician, a hairstylist, and all of a sudden you start writing books. So how do you make that transition?
Out of nowhere, here she comes. Well, to me, you know what, honestly, and I've actually got an engagement in a couple, next week I have an engagement to go speak to some middle school kids. What I always tell them is, it's funny, pay attention to what your gift is. You know, when you're gifted with something, you never know that that's what you're going to, you may not do it right now, but you're going to come back around full circle, and that's exactly what you're going to end up doing. When I was in grammar school, in elementary school, I was actually the top of my class. I was, I had won so many essay contests, and I had even gotten what's those things called? A savings bond from
okay.
President Clinton, who was the sitting president at that time. So I was really doing my thing, and I was an orator. But after I got out of grammar school, I went to high school. I went to Whitney Young, and I was supposed to be the star child. Everybody, you know how you go to Who's Who, and then you look back, and you find out where they were. I turned around and found the streets, and then everything that I was supposed to be, I wasn't anymore. My mother hated me, you know. And so after the streets had me, and I got tired of what it did to me, and I just realized that I just didn't love myself. Everything I was doing was just destructive. And once I got that break and I got out, that's when I found out what I knew all along was what saved me. I went back to writing, and writing is therapeutic. So whenever I'm talking to somebody, I always tell them, write, and then read it back to yourself and listen to yourself. Listen to how you sound like a damn fool. You know what I'm saying? So talk, write, and just listen to yourself. And then it's just going to come back, and you'll actually, it's so therapeutic that it's that stepping stone that you need to, as I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself. So that's why I always tell people to do that, and that's why I ended up writing again, and then that's why I end up speaking again. So all the things that I grew up on and I was perfecting, I had no idea I was going to actually end up loving and doing again. But that was the gift that God gave me at 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. And here I am, came so far away from that and back to it. And that's what I love. And that's the gift that I'm using to try to help other people and reach other people.
Okay. Well, that's an amazing story. I didn't really know that you had kind of strayed away. It looked like you said you were on the straight and narrow. As a child, which most of us are, you know, whether you're raised up in the church or not, most of us are good kids. But as we grow older, and like you said, you know, we find our way out to the streets and, you know, you can be a good kid or a bad kid or get into all kinds of trouble. But it's, I'm glad that, you know, you turned your life around. And now that you have such a positive outlook on life and helping other people. Now, back to the books. You write a lot of books. I mean, I saw a post, a picture when you had a collage of book covers. It looks like about 25 books. I know they're, you know, maybe they're full-length novels, some may be short stories, or maybe even Kindle. But how many books have you written to date?
You know what? Honestly, I stopped at 25. There are some other anthologies and different things like that that I've done and participated in. So if you add those, I might be up to 30. But I say 25 at this point for my standalone titles. And like I said, that's a blessing. Sometimes I blow it off like it's nothing because I tell people, like, they really are short stories. The initial one was a full-length novel.
Okay, looks like we just lost Dominique Wilkins. She was talking to us about the many, many books that she has written. Once again, it's Who's Who, an African-American Lit Block Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, B.J. Gatsby. Dominique's going to be calling back in to finish our interview. But in the meantime, let me tell you a little bit about the books that she currently has. She has three short story collections that are available on Amazon right now. The first one is the Imperfect Parent Collection, a story collection by her. There's also the Marriage Mayhem Collection, a collection of short stories, and the Realm of Regret Collection, all available at Amazon.com from author Dominique Wilkins. All right, I think we have her back. Let's see. Let's see if she's back. I think she got dropped. Dominique, is that you?
Jeff, I am so sorry. Apparently, I talk too much.
No. Listen, you just gave me an opportunity to tell people about your latest short story collections, the three books that you currently have. I think we featured them in DJ Gassi's book club, and they are The Imperfect Parent Collection, Marriage Mayhem, and The Realm of Regret. Now, we're going to talk about those books in just a minute, but I want to mention, I want you to talk about your best-selling books, because you said you have 25. A lot of people's favorites are in there. I have a few favorites. We'll talk about those later. But what are some of the best-selling books that you have that some of our listeners may know about?
My Teresa in Wonderland, I've got The Bad Parent, and 13 Heroes. Those are some of the ones that people come back to, and I've got 710, and, you know, it's just one of those things. If you ever watch, why does this number keep popping up? Most people like to play the lottery, and that book is just like, you know what, watch out, 710, July 10th, 7th Street and 10th Avenue. Every time 710 comes up, something is about to go down. So people love that story. It's a whole lot of twists and turns and stuff in that one. And Teresa in Wonderland, like I said, there's a lot of twists and turns in a lot of the books, which is why they all have a 4 or 5 star rating on them. So I've got 5-star seals on the majority of my books, and they don't give out seals for 4 stars, but I'm excited about that too. And then the 13 Heroes, that's 13 stories from the Bible that we retell for today's world. So like there's Joseph and his brother, the story about Joseph and his brothers, and they were upset and they were jealous about the coat that he had. And my story is Joseph and his brothers, and they were upset because he had a pair of Jordans. So, you know, we've updated the story to let people see that it's real out here. We still have sibling rivalry, and somebody is mad because you got mics and I don't, you know. So a lot of people identify. So basically, all of my stories, and the reason why I write so much, that my goal was to try to touch on something for everybody, something that everybody can relate to at some point or another. You know, at some point, we all have our hand in messing up our kids. You're never going to be perfect, so we're going to do something wrong. at some point you're going to be like, oh, my goodness, now it's my fault. You know, you got to get over it. You got to know that. You got to know when to say when, and you also got to know when to say it's not my time. You know, I had to learn that, too, because I remember my mother told me that your life is not yours until your kids are grown. She said, you brought these kids in the world, so your job is to chase them until they're out of your house. After that, then you can go get your life. But until then, your life is not yours until they're done with theirs. And that's the truth. You know, if we actually spend more time chasing our kids and we focus on them, then we'll be good because they didn't ask to come here, so they need our full attention until they can go off on their own, you know. But a lot of people have nowadays, you know, kids are so grown nowadays. They have so much responsibility. They can't be kids anymore, you know. And then when you want to know, why aren't y'all outside playing? Because they're in the house cooking. They're in the house doing these things, and you're in the bed. That's why. Because you're with Mr. So-and-so, and Mr. So-and-so got a wife, you know. So it's just... It's like I'm the Lorax, yeah. And I just speak for the trees, you know, and I start getting on my stump and I start talking about it when I see too much of it. And then that's when it's like God wakes me up and I can't sleep, and then I got to pound out a book. Normally at that point, that's the only time I write, is when God is talking to my spirit and tells me I need to write. It may not be, and when I write, I don't write in a condescending tone. I write to let them know, like, hey, you know what, this is what I see. And then at the end of all my books, if this is something that someone is going through, if they're afflicted with, there are resources there. There are toll-free numbers that you can talk to someone about, whatever the specific issue is. And then I also have a personal note from the author to let you know, hey, you know, I made a mistake here and there too, and I'm no better, but, you know, this is what we can do to get through it. So my books are totally different, you know, from trying to be let me show you self-help. No, let me show you what I did, and let me show who you can call, and this is what you can do to get through. So if it's low self-esteem, ADHD, you think you need child support, all whatever the topics is in the book, there's a toll-free number back there to let you know that, hey, you might need to talk to somebody.
Well, yeah, you know, I didn't realize that you had all that information in your book. But back to the books that you were talking about, 710 and Alice in Wonderland, definitely – was it Alice in Wonderland or Teresa in Wonderland?
Teresa in Wonderland.
Definitely two of my favorite books. I recommend those to anybody who wants to start out reading your books to get an idea of what type of author you are. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Who's Who in African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. Your host, DJ Gatsby, here. We're with Dominique Wilkins, urban Christian fiction author. Dominique writes to encourage her readers and provide them with resources to keep them going and a desire to do better. She writes real stories about bad parents, jealous neighbors, backstabbing friends, cheating, love, pain, and the ability to inspire change or provide a life lesson. Dominique, I got a call on the line. Let's see who he is, and maybe he has a question or comment for you.
Okay.
Paula, you're on the line with DJ Gatsby and Dominique Wilson. Do you have a question or comment for Dominique?
Hi, Dominique.
Hey, Mike Warren. This is the amazing best show.
You know, it's interesting that, you know, he had me on the show the other day. I guess I was the villain, the devil, and now he had to spruce it up with bringing an angel on and discuss some Christian facts just so that he could balance everything out. But it's all good. How are you, sweetie?
Mike, I am fine. Everybody got to do the let you slide sometimes. You got to go from the dark to the light to the dark again and go back to the light and realize that's where you want to be.
That's right. We got to talk about both sides of the tracks here, Mike. Mike Warren, man, author of The Cool NU Part 3, was on the show last week. Mike, yo, it was good to hear from you. Now, you and Dominique obviously know each other. I can tell by this conversation.
I love Mike.
Yes,
I am in love with him.
I know Dominique, and if I wasn't gay, what I wouldn't do.
Well, she sounds speechless. She sounds speechless over there. I don't know because
I love
radio.
Mike. I love Mike. Mike is the epitome of old school. Like, that's the person that you want to sit next to when you go out. That's the person who you want to, if you find an empty spot, you want to make sure it's him that's next to you. I'm trying to tell you, Mike is the real deal, just like his book.
See, you know, because I have a way of talking about people. but you know, it's all in good fun. You know, it is what it is. You know, I dish it, you know, and I can take it. But no, I was just calling in just to show Dominique some support. You know, even though she didn't call in when I was on last week,
wow.
I'm not going to, you know, hold that against her. You know, and I'm not going to be petty or anything like that.
Yeah,
but
let's not be petty.
I do. She had to look. Let me tell you, Cassie. She had the audacity to tell me that she set her alarm clock, you know, so that she could call in and support me. However, she, I guess, overslept, or I don't know. She, the alarm didn't go off.
No, Mike, you know, Mike, don't do me like that,
happened.
Mike. You know I got ADD, and you know it kicks in at any time. I totally set my alarm so I could remember, but it totally was like 30 minutes beforehand.
ADD? Oh, well, is that what we're using now?
Yeah, you know it, Mike.
Maybe,
you should have called me and said 5 minutes. I'm on the air. Pick up the phone.
Maybe your next book, Miss Wilkins, ought to be about Christian ADD.
Hey, don't make me, because it's real. It's real.
Mike,
put it out there.
I don't want to interrupt here. But, Mike, you're coming back on the show to do another show. We spoke about that because we had you on with another brother, KD McGregor. You're coming back on to do another show. So, Dominique, when Mike comes back on, please. Call in.
I'm setting my alarm.
Control of the show.
Sure.
It sounds like Mike. It sounds like you called in just to get at her for not calling in last week. Do you have any question or comment about her and her writing?
You know, I will say this, and that is, you know, and I guess I feel a little bad, but you know, I don't know Dominique for her writing.
Okay.
You know, and in that said, I know her because she's my graphic artist.
Oh, well, she's
and
yeah,
what
okay,
she
that's
does
right.
is that she does the cover of the majority of my books. So
wow,
other than
that.
Being a writer herself, you know, she has a business whereby I'm telling you, if you need a book cover, you know, or if you need, you know, a sign or something. You know,
I need a book cover. I need a
website
book cover.
Or anything like that, you know, she's the one to go to, you know, because, you know, she's efficient. You know, I have to get her straight from time to time, you know, because everything she does I don't particularly care for, you know, the first time around, you know, but then, you know, you have to kind of get her, because with this ADD, sometimes she forgets stuff. So, you know, you have to remind her of certain things. But once you get it the way you want it, it's perfect. And, you know, it's just a matter of a day or two before you actually get it. Whereas with other graphic artists, I know the ones that I used to use in the past, it would take them a week or 2 weeks, you know, or
sure.
so to even get my vision. And, you know, with her, you know, it's for a day or two, that's instant for me.
Wow, that's
although,
one hell
you know,
of
I'm
a
always stopping her from what she's doing to make sure she gets right on mine, you know, but that's okay.
Of course.
I'm sorry, I'm a customer, Mike.
That's constantly coming back.
All right, All right, Dominique, we're not off topic here. I do see a lot of advertising that you're doing about graphic arts and book cover design. Is that something that you spend a lot of time doing now, designing book covers for other authors and writers?
You know what, Jeff? I do that. I have my company is called DW Simple Graphics, so it's nothing where you're going to get something extravagant, which at that point you probably have to wait 2-3 weeks to get and pay $1 million for. But if your budget is less and you need it now, I typically turn my projects around within sometimes a few hours, but definitely I'll ask for at least 24 to 48 hours just in case there's something going on in my personal life. But it's something that I love to do, and I work with everybody to make sure that everybody is with they're happy with their product. So I work endlessly until we get something that they like, and I haven't had an unsatisfied customer, so I'm really excited about that.
Well, that was a glaring endorsement by Mike, and I'm glad he mentioned that because I have a series of children's books, some short stories that I'm looking to publish, and the only thing's holding me back is book covers. So we're definitely going to talk after the show about you helping me out. Once again, everybody, it's Who's Who on African American Lit, Blog Talk Radio Show. It's your host, DJ Gatsby. We've got Dominique Wilkins in the building, author, publisher, and graphic artist. Mike, hold on a second. I'm going to give you another chance to speak to her. But, Dominique, I want you to mention your Christian artist promoting success. I understand you guys have a show coming up or an event. Tell us a little bit about that before we go.
Yes. Thank you. The ABB kicked in. Yes, if you are anywhere in the Chicagoland area, please, this is our fifth annual Christian Authors Promoting Success Expo. Our theme is Giving My Tears a Break. So we're going to try to cover across the board. We have 10 author panelists that's going to be able to speak to you, relate to whatever it is that you are stressed out about, crying about, and hopefully you'll be able to get confirmation on something that you're going through. We're going to have resources, and we're going to have free gifts. We're going to have free services.
Wow.
We got someone giving away free hairstyles. We got free clothes, free gift card, Red Lobster gift cards, you name it. And it don't mean that you have to buy anything. It's a free event. Just get there. Get a hug and leave. Don't leave without a hug. And make sure, and also we're also combined with, we're joining up forces with the Chicago Women in Prison. So if you have any books that you can donate, please bring that with you because we're trying to collect, we're doing a book drive because they need to read too, even if it's GED books or whatever you have. So please bring a book. Please bring a friend. Come on out. It's at the Ford City Mall at APS Books and More, Saturday, June 18th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. It is free. Come again. Bring a friend. This is our fifth year, and we're so excited. We just need you. Everybody else is going to be there. You just make it out. If you have more questions, you can go to our Facebook page. It's called CAPS, Christian Authors Promoting Success Expo. So there's an event page. Just make sure that you're there because this is definitely the place that you want to be.
All right, now what city is this again? What city is this? You said the location.
Chicago.
Where is it?
Chicago.
And where is it at again?
Mall. Ford City Mall. It's the only mall in Chicago now, Ford City.
Okay, Ford City Mall on the 18th, was it?
On June 18th, Saturday, June 18th, yes.
Saturday, June 18th. All right, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. You got a few months to keep promoting that, so definitely remind me. I definitely hope I can donate books and also help you promote the event. And who knows, I might even get a chance to come out there. Now, we definitely got to talk about your books before you go. You have a collection of short stories that are available on Kindle. Tell us a little bit about each one. It's The Imperfect Parent, Marriage Mayhem, and Realm of Regret. Just tell us a little bit about those short story collections that you're promoting right now.
You know what, Jeff, please forgive me. I'm very unprofessional at this very moment. I just picked up my son from his job, and so I don't have my stuff in front of me, and I don't have that memorized with all those titles. But inside every collection, there's three short stories that you can choose from. And the reason why I've grouped them together is because I do realize that every story may not be for you. But with books, I'm sure you'll be able to find one that is on that topic that may speak to you. For example, if I'm not mistaken, the Imperfect Parent collection does have a bad parent inside of it. Pen or discipline two sisters who are raising two boys, single parents, and they want to make sure that those kids do not go to the penitentiary. And so one raises them with the firm hand, the other one raises them with trust and love. So you want to find out who ended up being the best person because somebody ended up going to jail. As a matter of fact, one of the mothers and one of the sons ended up going to jail. You want to find out how.
Well, I'm trying to get a spoiler alert now. I don't want you to tell too much about the books. Again, you don't got to go through all three because we're going to run out of time, but it's the Imperfect Parent Collection, it's the Marriage Mayhem Collection, and the Realm of Regret Collection. Those are the three short story collections by Dominique Wilkins, available at Amazon.com as well as your website. Author D. Wilkins, goodbooks.com. So before we go, Dominique, Shall I tell everyone where they can contact you, where they can buy your books, about your website, the business and services, and how they can follow you on social media?
Well, the best way to do is Google Dominique Wilkins, and you'll either run across me or the basketball player. One is me, a female, and one is the male. So it's really not hard to find out which one I am. So if you want to just Google me, they'll take you to my Facebook page, Twitter. My email address is authordwilkins@mail.com. My books are available in every format. They're also an audible on audio. So if you just like to run and exercise to listen to your music and your books, you can go ahead and grab some of my books that way as well. So whatever format there is, they're available. So just all you got to do is just Google and seek and you shall find. There I will be.
Wow. Well, once again, everybody, who's on that American Lit Blog Talk Radio, Jeff Wilson, a.k.a. DJ Gaspin, Mr. Grown and Sexy, and also known as the Book Critic, in the building. Dominique, had a wonderful, wonderful time. Mike, I know you're still there. Thanks for calling back in, brother. I appreciate that. You still with us, Mike? He's still there somewhere. Anyway,
I'm here. I was just listening.
Okay. Don't forget to join me on Friday, April 8th at 6:30 p.m. for my other radio show, The Spotlight. My guest is going to be Oscar Sanders and author George Naeem Cash. Dominique, anything you want to say to your readers and fans and supporters before we go today?
Everybody, anybody and everybody who's ever followed me, believed in me, or supported me in any way, thank you very much. God bless you, and just know that if you're going through something, which we all do at some point, nobody is exempt, just know that just put a hand up and ask anybody, somebody for prayer, because prayer works. And sometimes when you're going through, you can't pray for yourself, but somebody else can, and that could still be, that's all you need. That's that Hail Mary pass. But thank you so much, everybody, for supporting me. And I really appreciate you for following me and listening. And Jeff, thank you for having me. Mike, thank you, because I love you. And I'm just grateful.
Yeah, and Mike, anything else you want to throw? Any more shade Dominique's way, man, before the show goes?
Bring the sun out.
I'm not going to throw any shade. Everything's cool. You know, that's my girl. So, you know, I'm proud of her.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for calling in and supporting the show. As I said, Who's on Afro American Lit? We're on every Wednesday night from 6:30 to 7. We're also on Friday nights from 6:30 to 7. So make sure you check us out. Follow DJ Gassy's Book Club on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, YouTube, and check out our website, Who's Who in African American Literature.com. Dominique, I'm going to say goodnight, my sister. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
And, Mike, it's always a pleasure, man. Make sure you call in our Friday night, too. We got a great show lined up. You too, Dominique. Peace. Good night. God bless you. I'll see you guys soon.
Okay. You're listening to The Sound.
Once again, you've been listening to Who's Who on African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeff DJ Gatsby Wilson. Thanks to my guest, Dominique Wilkins. There's also Mike Warren for calling into the show. Don't forget to join me Friday, April 8th at 6:30 p.m. when my guests are going to be Oscar Sanders, author of Final Hearing, as well as author George Nyan Cash, author of The Good and Bad, and the hot, sizzling short story, The Sounds of Sing Sing Prison, A Day in the Life of an Inmate. Once again, it's DJ Gatsby, Who's Who on African American Lit. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr. You already know what it is. Peace, good night, and thanks for listening.